It's time for Your Care, Our Mission with the Humboldt County Memorial Hospital, and we have got speech language pathologist Anna Irvin on the line. Hello, Anna.
Hello.
Are you ready for fall, Anna?
Yes. Looking forward.
It all of a sudden became fall over the weekend.
Yes, leaves changing.
Yes, it went from hot Saturday to fall Sunday. It's very nice. It's very refreshing, if you ask me, but that's just my opinion. So let's talk a little bit about the workshop you've got coming up.
Yes, so I am hosting a memory workshop on 4 Tuesdays in October at 10 a.m. For 1 hour, and it really is targeted for people and maybe their significant others who are concerned about or just want to learn more about age-related memory difficulties and overall brain health. We'll be talking through how to manage daily challenges and brainstorming and implementing techniques to help feed in daily life.
Now, I'm going to tell you, before my mom passed, she would start getting forgetful about some stuff. She would start forgetting, you know, where she put the remote or the car keys. And she says, I think I've got the Alzheimer's. And I'm like, Mom, you probably don't. But that, you know, I'm mostly kidding about that. But is that possible that when people get to a certain age, they start forgetting things? Is that sometimes leading into that? And is that something that you end up helping with? Or is this a different program?
Absolutely. So speech-language pathologists, I always kind of simplify it as we help with eating, thinking, and communicating, which are some of the most sacred things that we do.
Sure.
And so certainly memory and working with people who maybe have a dementia, like Alzheimer's, is certainly something we can do. As far as the workshop, we'll definitely get into the differences between what is age-related changes and then what is something that maybe is a little bit more concerned and maybe needs a little bit more individualized attention. And so we kind of working through how to distinguish those factors. But that certainly is a big concern. And the good thing is that there are a lot of modifiable things like diet, exercise, staying socially active, that can help prevent some of the difficulties with things like dementia or Alzheimer's.
Okay. For people who want to get involved, how do they find out more information? Or is there a cost to this? How does that all work?
Yes, so it's a free workshop. If you're interested in attending or just want to learn more information, you can give me a call at 515-332-7621 or send me an email at anna@humboldthospital.org.
Okay, and you said it was free, so obviously you probably want people to sign up for this, but there's no, if people show up, they just can show up for a session, or do they need to be registered ahead of time?
Would recommend people be able to attend all four of the classes or at least most of the classes, and it would be helpful if you can go ahead and send an email or make a phone call that you're planning to attend. We'll accept a couple walk-ins, but if you're able to call ahead, that would be great.
And the first one is next Tuesday, a week from today, at 10 a.m., correct?
Correct.
And where is it at in the hospital?
It'll be at the second floor Foundation Conference Room.
Okay. Awesome. Anna Irvin, who is a speech-language pathologist at the Humboldt County Memorial Hospital, thank you for taking part in Your Care, Our Mission. Have a great day.
Thank you so much. You too.